trailing my boss, who is here for an ops conference with his assorted counterparts and underlings. Efficiently combined with the annual Komar fleet inspections. All the excitement of a tax inventory, except in dress uniform. Belatedly, Ivan realized Bai had to already know all this. He'd found Ivan, hadn't he? Because Bai's random social calls weren't. Still working for Admiral de Plaine? Yep, aide-de-camp, secretary, personal assistant, general dog's body, whatever he needs. I aim to make myself indispensable. And still ducking promotion, are you, Captain Vorpatril? Yes, and succeeding, no thanks to you. Bai smirked. They say that at Imperial Service Headquarters, the captains bring the coffee. That's right, and I like it that way. Ivan only wished it were true. It seemed barely months ago, though it was over a year, that the latest flare-up of tensions with Beriar's most traditional enemy, the Setigandan Empire, had pinned Ivan to military headquarters 26.7 hours of Beriaran day for weeks on end, sweating out all the most horrific possibilities, designing death in detail. War had been averted through non-traditional diplomacy, mostly on the part of Beriar and Emperor Gregor's weaseliest imperial auditor, and,